Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. We've got a lot to cover these days. Things in the information technology world are really hopping. Things like Google's new privacy policy, increasing government regulation of the internet around the world, the increasing effectiveness of hackers and the resulting vulnerability of keeping your data to yourself, the turmoil in a number of European countries over the signing of the secretly negotiated ACTA Treaty, a treaty which Mr. Obama says isn't a treaty, so Congress gets no say in it, and the list goes on. We'll never get to all of it today, but we might as well begin. Before we do that, however, we'd like to introduce a new feature here on the Electronic Cottage. On every edition of the program in the next little while, we're going to try to point out a useful website that everyone may not be familiar with, so that even if you're brought down a bit by some of the things going on in the technology world, you'll at least have a new information source to explore. A little sweetness to go with the occasional salt. Today, let's look at a site that features your tax dollars at work. Our featured site today is operated by none other than the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. Sure, the CIA is a spy agency, but not everything they find out is a big secret. And for a long time, the CIA's World Factbook has been a goldmine of information about countries around the world. And now it's on the web, as well as in your local library. In the words of the site itself, quote, "The World Factbook provides information on the history, people, government, economy, geography, communications, transportation, military, and transnational issues for 267 world entities. Our reference tab includes maps of the major world regions, as well as flags of the world, a physical map of the world, a political map of the world, and a standard time zones map of the world." End quote. And, as a recently added extra attraction, thanks to the U.S. Navy Band, you can also hear the national anthems of most of the countries of the world that have one. When you go to a particular country on the site that you're interested in, click on Government, and then scroll down to the bottom of the list. You'll see a little audio player. Give it a click, and voila, you'll hear the anthem. Very cool. For any students who need to do a report on a particular country, skip Wikipedia and start here. To find the site, just input CIA Factbook into your search engine. And now, to the 800-pound gorilla. There's been plenty in the mainstream press of late about Google's change of privacy policy that will take place on March 1st. Millions and millions of people have been getting email from Google about the new policy, including a lot of listeners, and we've had a number of requests to take a look at it here. So, here we go. Google currently has lots of privacy policies, over 60 in fact. Why? Because Google provides a whole lot of sites and services that people use every day. There is, of course, the Google search engine, that much is clear. There's also Google Earth, Google Maps, Google Groups, Google Docs, Gmail, the Google Plus social networking service, and lots of other sites and services that have Google, or at least the G, in their title. Each of these has its own privacy policy, since in many cases, these were originally small companies with existing privacy policies that Google bought and rebranded. But a lot of other services that listeners may also use don't have Google in the title, even though they are owned by Google. How about YouTube, or Blogger, or Doodle? Yep, all Google sites, and all with varying privacy policies. In the past, when you signed in and used one of these sites, the ads that you saw were based only on your activity on that particular site. So, even though you might use a dozen Google services, each of those services, at least for ad-generating purposes, considered only what you did on that particular site. The new Google policy will do away with those restrictions and have a single privacy policy for all Google sites and services. Google will now target ads based on your overall account, your Gmail account, or your Google Docs account, or whatever service you use based on everything that Google knows about you from all of the Google services that you use combined. Google asserts that this will enable Google to provide you with more personalized services. For example, Google says that, quote, "If you're signed into Google, we can do things like suggest search queries or tailor your search results based on the interest you've expressed in Google+, Gmail, and YouTube," end quote. And, quote, "When you post or create a document online, you often want others to see and contribute. By remembering the contact information of the people you want to share with, we make it easy for you to share in any Google product or service with minimal clicks and errors," end quote. Depending on who you are, what you do on the internet, how important convenience is to you versus privacy, this may be a very good thing. But the real personalized service that Google is interested in providing is getting ads to you that are specifically tailored to your interests. Interests discovered from your searching history, your scanned emails, the videos you watch on YouTube, the social network contacts you make on Google+, the blogs you've written in Blogger, and even the people you share Google Documents with. In other words, your entire use of Google and its products. That's a pretty powerful package of personal information, and advertisers are salivating about being able to feed you ads based on all that information, because, quite simply, you're much more likely to buy their product, or at least give it a good look, when the advertisements are based on so much knowledge about you and your habits and tastes and interests. Advertisers will pay more for that opportunity, and Google will therefore make more. That's why there's a new policy, pure and simple. Google gives you a free service. You give Google a lot of info about yourself. Google sells advertisers the opportunity to show you ads customized to your tastes and interests. But what if that kind of personal profiling creeps you out just a little bit? Is there anything you can do? Well, if you choose to use any Google service, you can't opt out. If you use a personal Google account of any kind, you are in. But users do have some control over their information and how it's used. Google Dashboard, Google Ads Management Manager, and other tools do provide some user choices. To explore those choices, go to www.google.com/policies. And if you'd like to keep exploring other choices we do have, and some we don't, in today's technological world, tune in right here for future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.